Welcome to the Gum Guru Podcast with Dr. Macon Singletary. I'm Jason Kong. Thank you so much for being here with us. Dr. Singletary, how are you doing today?
Better than I deserve.
That's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear. We've got a great show on docket, and we are going to be talking about daily habits that keep us out of the dental chair. And, you know, we always love going to see you, Dr. Singletary, but, you know, there is also that aspect of, you know, if we don't have to see you for more than we need to, that's also good. So let's talk about this. You know, we've come to this pretty often on the Gum Guru, talking about the importance of preventative care. But what are some daily habits that we can be focusing on to help improve and maintain our dental health?
Well, Jason, yeah, I believe in the KISS principle. Keep it simple. I was being interviewed last weekend, and the individual was from Smithfield, and a physician down there, and he was talking about, you know, I see decay, and I see, you know, rotten teeth, and they can't afford, you know, dental care. And well, I said, well, how many times a day do you brush your teeth? And, you know, and he said twice. And I said, well, you know, what do you think about these people? So I don't know if they brush their teeth at all. Well, you know, it's real simple. You know, plaque is the culprit intraorally. And if you even take it's the physical manipulation of the bacteria. It's the bristle of the brush, the thread of the floss. And so somebody goes to the grocery store or pharmacy and buys a toothbrush that's extra soft and brushes four times a day. And I don't care what toothpaste they use. To me, toothpaste is like car compound. There is purposeful use of toothpaste, and we make recommendations for people who have a high decay rate. But it's the physical manipulation of the plaque, the bristle of the brush, the thread of the floss. So if somebody brushes four times a day effectively, and at least once a time, think the tooth is a mirrored box. You're polishing all five surfaces, cheek side, top, tongue side. The brush gets, the only way you get in between the teeth is floss. Now, if you have, you know, good use of your hands and manual dexterity, flossing, using your hands is the way to do it. Now, I have patients with rheumatoid arthritis or Parkinson's, and they get worn down. So there are dental tools or aids that we can provide or help them with. But keeping it simple, the most important is removal of that bacteria.
Yeah, that's great. That's great advice. What else can we factor into our daily routines?
Diet, you know, what you eat. Over time, every tooth developing has developmental discrepancies or crazes that are natural. And over time, these crazes can become cracks. And what causes that? Well, clenching and grinding, but eating things that are real brittle. I've been doing this a while, and what I've been compiling in my mind is, you know, what products are being used on patients that over time don't work, and I have them in my mind, but what items that people eat that can affect their dentition? Almonds. Yeah, they're brittle, and you chomp down an almond, you can crack a tooth in half a heartbeat, and you don't realize it. Generally, it'll happen in individuals over the age of 40 because they've been around a while. You know, younger individuals, the teeth are stronger, haven't been chewing a lot. You know, they haven't been around enough to, you know, experience the day in day out rigors of just mastication. But diet, you know, don't open your nads with your front teeth. For people from the South, we know what nabs are. But but it's the cellophane around Nabisco cheese crackers. You know, you cut your apples up, slice your corn off the cob. And just be aware, don't crunch ice. The things that you eat, and watch high added sugar foods, you know, high sugar contents. The added sugars are not good. Sticky sweets, you know, those things that you can't, even with your tongue, get off and it sticks there for a while. What happens when you eat, the bacteria grows exponentially for 30 minutes. And if you things like sugar, they just go crazy. And so it produces an acid for that first 30 minutes. So that acid will demineralize the enamel. And then under the enamel is dentin. And then the bacteria can get into the dentin and then into the nerve. So your diet is significant. And just avoid those things that are brittle, avoid sweets, and, you know, try to eat things that like leafy greens and, you know, vegetables. And, you know, you, with this day and age, you got to be careful of your food source because of added additives and preservatives. And you just, if you have your farm, eat your vegetables off your farm.
Yeah, that makes plenty of sense. And, you know, I think we're aware of the big dietary culprits, but you mentioned some that really surprised me, almonds in particular, things like that, where, you know, it's but it makes sense, though. It makes sense that that can happen as you get older and how you may completely miss it altogether. Mm-hmm. What else? What else should we be aware of?
Well, you know, again, things that people talk, we've talked about whitening. You know, what are things that you drink that may stain your teeth? Coffee is one of them. You know, rinse after that. You know, I drink coffee all the time, and, you know, I have a whitening material that I use that is a low concentration that if I'm going to a meeting, so I don't look like my teeth have been painted tan, my wife said, I think you need to whiten your teeth before you go because it might age you a little bit. But we do have, like I say, we do have a natural color to our teeth that we don't want to manipulate too much, you know, because it becomes obvious that you're doing it. But yeah, you know, wine, you know, that can stain teeth, tea. But, you know, I always tell patients, drink half your weight in water, ounces a day. And, you know, I think that's the best thing you can do because, you know, your sodas, you know, they can, they have preservatives in it and sodium pyrophosphate, and you can take a tooth and put it in a bottle of Coke, you know, and it will dissolve the enamel on the tooth. And so your chronic soda drinking can affect the teeth. And so you want to avoid that.
Yeah, for sure. It's it just makes perfect sense that we would want to limit those things that can produce those stains or create any sort of decay in that regard. What are some other habits that we can introduce to our daily routine?
Yeah, just again, brush four times a day, floss. You know, make sure that you supplement, because even though your teeth are already formed, there's a constant challenge around your teeth. Daily growth of bacteria, the physical removal of it, you know, you're going to have an inflammatory response. You want your body be able to handle it in a normal fashion, and repair. And so we go to, you know, get a naturally sourced vitamin, one-a-day vitamin that has all the vitamins and minerals in it that allow us to rebuild and repair tissue around our teeth, the bone and gum tissue. So, you know, being able to have the right diet, supplement, because we really don't get the natural minerals and vitamins in our food, particularly if you go to the grocery store. Now, if you got your farm and your vegetables are coming off your farm and you know how you're growing your fruit and vegetables, you're getting the potent vitamin source that you need. But our food source is depleted with that, and you got to supplement and do it with natural. You know, you don't want a synthetic vitamin. The only thing that does is pass through.
Dr. Singletary, you know, as we're browsing our phones and, you know, watching different advertisements, so oftentimes we're promoted with different sorts of supplements or tools that maybe we could try and implement into our daily routines that may have an added benefit, and maybe they don't. But can you talk a little bit about, you know, some of the current trends that you're seeing and whether or not you think they're a good idea to include in your daily routine?
Well, again, as I mentioned initially, said I believe in the KISS principle, keep it simple. But, you know, there are when I tell patients to brush four times a day, and to me it doesn't matter what toothpaste they use. Toothpaste does have added value, and particularly, you know, toothpaste or chewing gum with xylitol in it. You know, if you're in the middle of the day, I have individuals say, "Well, I'm in my truck, I can't brush." Well, put the toothbrush in the glove compartment of your truck, but, you know, xylitol, you know, chewing gum with xylitol in it may help, you know, in the middle of the day. That xylitol will affect bacterial growth. Again, there are, you know, toothpaste, again, the fluoride toothpaste will leach into the tooth surface, but you have the hydroxylapatite toothpaste. Some people talk to me about oil pulling. That's labor intensive because you got to do it for 15 to 20 minutes. But it has a monolaurin in it, which is sort of like an anti-inflammatory, and it'll help mineralize the tooth a little bit as well. But it also affects bacterial growth. But you got to do it for 10 to 20 minutes. But there is something to it. So going from keeping it simple to what can you do during the day? You know, that xylitol is a good one, the chewing gum, or even just rinsing after you eat, because there is some people say that you shouldn't really brush after you eat because there's an acid pH that can demineralize the tooth structure and you're wearing the enamel down. I don't disagree with that. Just rinse, and that'll get the pH back up, and then brush. And if you can't brush, pop in some xylitol and you just do that. I mean, chewing gum that has xylitol in it. And be careful, though, because there's some chewing gum with sugarlose in it. You don't want to do that one.
Good advice. Good advice. What's our action step for today's episode?
So what you want to do is take your toothbrush with you. No, but just be aware of, you know, those things that you do eat. That, you know, and almonds are good for you, but they're very brittle. You know, you can do sliced almonds. But the main thing is just whatever fits your lifestyle, you know, try to incorporate the fact that what you do at home is the most inexpensive way of treating gum disease or oral health or dental decay. And just be consistent.
I think that's perfectly said, and that brings a whole lot of insight and ways that we can really do our best to avoid unnecessary dental work that, you know, again, puts a strain on the pocketbook. So anything that we can do to incorporate into our daily routines and create habits for ourselves that create and promote the best and healthiest outcomes, that's the way to go right there. Well, that's going to do it for us today. On behalf of Dr. Macon Singletary, I'm Jason Kong, thanking you for listening to The Gum Guru.
If you would like to know more about ways to make sure your smile is healthy or more information on any of the treatments in today's discussion, check out their website at northraleighperio.com. If you have other questions you'd like to have answered on the Gum Guru podcast, send them to contact@northraleighperio.com.